driving home from the train station, while I was on the train, I did skim through some of the tweets around Apple's latest release, the iPad, and I must be totally honest with you, I didn't click through to any information other than a TwitPic photograph of what the iPad will look like. All of the feelings I have now for this device comes through, I guess, my opinion of it, which is just from reading tweets, nothing more. So, first impressions, like anybody really cares, but I'm always in quiet anticipation and hope that that Apple will do something right. Release a device that is totally useful straight out of the box. It's not a laptop. I mean, I use my MacBook Pro daily, and I really, really hoped for a device that was going to liberate me from this burden. I am a content creator. Yes, content creators are a small percentage compared to the content absorbers, the people that view a lot of this, and the iPad seems to be directed directly to the majority of people that just want an entertainment device, an oversized iPod. And I have an iPhone, I'm recording an audioboo right now on the iPhone. I'm guessing I'd be able to record an audioboo on the iPad, but could I take a photograph and attach that photograph to it? It's lacking in so many things. Has it got an SD card input so that the very least I could take a photograph on my compact camera and use one of the many wonderful photo editing apps available on the App Store to manipulate? Maybe I need a wireless camera or a iFi card or some kind of Bluetooth camera mashup that would enable me to send stuff to the iPad to then edit the content, to then attach it to an email and do whatever. Maybe I'll be able to sync my iPhone with the iPad. I don't know. Too many questions, but as yet, a general feeling of disappointment through the feeds that, well, why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do that? I read somewhere that it doesn't multitask or doesn't show flash. Is that right? If so, unbelievable. I just know that so many people are using this business model where let's release something, but don't stick everything in it just yet. Imagine they had put a camera on the latest release of the iPod Touch. You see why they haven't? There's rubbish that it's not an issue with the camera not fitting, because the little iPod has it perfectly fine and adequate. It's because there'd be absolutely no reason to get the iPad other than it's a jumped up web browser, which is only partly functioning compared to your MacBook Air or whatever. I'm a bit disheartened that we have all this, well, self-induced hype. I try not to get involved in it for the days and the weeks and the run-up, and now we're going to have 60 days of eager anticipation, and who knows? The price point, I guess, looked around what was expected, but there are still netbooks out there doing a much better job. I'm hoping we're going to see more Hackintosh netbooks, more smaller devices that will run OS X, because I do love OS X. And I think a lot of developers are going to be very happy about apps working in between the iPhone and the iPad. But can I get excited at Apple's failure once again to deliver? It just seems to be aimed at the man on the street. He's going to walk past and go, "Ooh, that's interesting." When the Apple user, the aficionados who thoroughly enjoy using their tech to the limit right now, are just going to go, "And what else does it do?" Right. It's early days for me to judge, as I said, I've just literally skimmed through some tweets, but I could probably sum up my review of the iPad, which I don't actually mind the name, because I guess people would be saying, pass me my pad, and I think we need to be thinking, you know, multi-touch. The multi-touch better be damn good on this. The typing experience better be phenomenal. Multi-touch, you know, multimedia-esque kind of slimline. 10 hours, yeah, big deal. Nokia have the booklet that does 11 hours. Should have been, they should have blown that out of the water for starters. But no 3G SIM, pluginable. I don't know. Well, I could go on and on and on, but I guess you sense my disappointment and the fact that I could sum up my review of the iPad in three letters. MEH. Yeah, whatever.